today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, are you okay?
Well, I just got back from the doctor, and it's not good.
Wow, what did he say?
Well, he ran some tests, and it turns out I have shiny ribs.
Oh, man. Well, that's not so bad. It will heal. I was just at the doctor, too.
Really? For what?
Well, the doc says I swallowed a lot of aggression, along with a lot of pizzas.
It makes no sense. I mean, it's completely incongruous, but I love it. All right. All right, here we are. The end. The conclusion of September New Music.
Yeah. Went by in a blur. Seemed like it was all one weekend morning that it happened.
But yeah, it's really
been spread out over
amazing.
Many days. Yeah,
that's
really
right.
Is amazing.
So this is the fourth of the listener episodes of September New Music. We're going to have two calls today. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
Thanks, Sam, for hanging out. Let me just say here up top that if people want to contribute to the October New Music, you should get that done roughly by the end of the month.
Yeah.
You know, so you can be like some people do, just like as a song comes up, boom, they just call in, leave a message.
Right.
Others, you know, wait till the end of the month, and that's fine too. But then you also can be featured on the show, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
All right. So you can call 612-440-1984. Yep. Or you can record a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. For this, we do want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
So,
yes. That's a requirement on this one.
So do that. You know, keep the messages brief. One or two songs is fine. And just, you know, a little bit about what drew you to it, why you like it.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all we need. Okay. So speaking of which, let's see. Let's kick this off here with caller number one, Jason Goble.
Hey, all. Jason from New York checking in with two for the month of September. My first pick is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, who released Love Don't, which is in a preview of their upcoming release in November. I love this band and their classic soul sound. Love Don't is exactly what I want from them. Look forward to the full release of the upcoming album. Second is Idea Victoria, who released the Southern Gothic. This is another artist who really didn't know much about until this year. She appeared on a playlist, and that led me to listen to the whole album. Great acoustic blues, really enjoying the song Troubled Mind, as well as the song South for the Winter, which has guest vocals by Matt Berenger. That's it for me. I hope all are doing well. Those who got to Suburbs Fest, it looked like you had a great time based on the Facebook post. Hopefully you guys do a part two next year. And once again, thanks for the podcast. Speak to you all next month.
All right. Thanks to you, Jason.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Good to hear from you. I like Jason's attitude. Checking in with two for September. You know,
yeah.
I like that. Let's get that as our task weekly, monthly, people. Come on, you can do it.
That's right. Okay, so let's see here. First off is a song called Love Don't by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. All right. Sam, that, you gotta like that, right?
I did. That was wonderful. That just screamed 60s. I mean, a lot of that did, especially with his really hardcore vocals. Like when he just started screaming like that, it was like he was blending stuff from like 80s rock into a 60s backtrack. It was really good.
Well, I know you're a big fan of Motown. I got a clear Motown vibe, at least in the beginning of the song. But then
I'm looking at this picture of the diner that you have up here, and that's all I'm thinking of is like people filling up this diner as the song's playing.
And then, but you're right, when he got in the kind of screaming stuff, then I was like, well, maybe it's a little more Stacks. So I don't know. Somewhere between, right?
Well, I definitely added that to a playlist. I mean, this is a great thing about New Music Week is I start off, look at my Spotify. What's the last thing I did? Oh, that playlist I made when I got drunk on Friday night. But now I'm adding all the new albums that people add. So I've got many more things added in. So right there. Great.
That's a great one. Nice job. Very cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
We were all swaying back and forth.
That's right.
Yeah. Doing our Ray Charles thing with the way he dances. It was really cool.
Okay. Now, the other artist Jason mentioned is Adia Victoria, and this song is called Troubled Mind. That sounds like the theme song for the saddest James Bond movie.
Yeah. Right? Oh, my gosh. That would be perfect for a Bond movie. Right. It would be perfect. Right.
Except they would never call Bond movie Troubled Mind.
No. Nailed it.
Yeah.
No.
Although I would like to see that movie.
That would be great. Right, yes. Yeah. He's questioning his own abilities. Can't he do it anymore? Yes. Yeah.
That's right. But it had that kind of vibe, right?
Yeah, it really did.
With the organ and everything. Great shout, Jim. Yeah. That hit it right on the head.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thanks very much. Now, let's see. We have one more. This is it. To wrap up the whole thing. This is the anchor. And this is a guy we haven't heard from in quite some time. Our old friend Randall Brown.
Oh, right.
Randall. Awesome.
Quart Jar.
Jim and Patrick, it's Randall Brown from Knoxville coming to you with a new music pick after not making a new music pick in a long time. I'm looking at several things that I've been liking lately. I'm pretty sure you guys would have covered by now the Ballad of Dude and Juanita by Sturgill Simpson. Someone may have mentioned the Buena Vista Social Club 25th anniversary edition. But I want to give a shout out to that because that is such an epic and historic collection. Also, going back, I want to give a shout out to A Beautiful Life by Heartless Bastards. iTunes says it came out July 3rd, but I believe that is somehow not correct because I think it came out much more recently than that. But I'm loving the new Heartless Bastards. Beautiful voice. Great lyrics. And then I'm getting closer to my real one pick, following your new rules of only making one pick, though I thought I would flaunt the rules a little bit, as I already have. Also wanted to give a shout out to Shiny Ribs. Shiny Ribs, fronted by Kevin Russell, formerly of The Gourds, has a new album out called Late Night TV Gold, and I got to see them live recently. Excellent, excellent showman and a great band. And again, a great lyricist and really runs the gamut of Americana styles, rooted somehow both in the New Orleans tradition and a Texas swing tradition and some good old Texas rock and roll, that shiny ribs. But now, my real one pick of the month is a real new discovery, Alicia Walter. I saw this album pop up on the Apple TV music screen, and it looks like a 1970s album cover in a way. It's black and white. Alicia has like curly hair, not speaking to any current contemporary styles in the album cover. So I thought, I got to check this out. She turns out to have an amazing voice and delivers pop jazz meets show tunes somehow in a fresh style that also somehow is classic. That's Alicia Walter out of Chicago, formerly fronted a band called Oshawa out of Chicago. They are called math rock in the article that I found, but she has a very unique style. Big thumbs up from me on her amazing voice and really interesting style. I might compare her to Tune Yards musically, but just really bold and out there. And I think that's it for me. I hope you guys are having a great time, and I will see you on the podcast airwaves. Later.
Okay. First off, I love how Randall just presents his own theme music.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
To his segment.
That was great.
That was great. And listeners, listen up, because at the end of the episode, you hear the like closing theme to Rock in the Suburbs. That's Court Jar.
That's Court Jar.
That's Randall's band. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Play. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Let's see here. Shiny. We're going to give him two. He kept working away to the number one. We're going to give him two. All right.
Yes.
So let's start here with Shiny Ribs.
Shiny Ribs. I just put that on my Spotify. Can't wait to hear it.
Let's see. I picked the song here called Sweetening.
Sounds good. He came to me just like the rain on a lonely evening. Fell on me just like a fly before I was believing. Love was even something more than a season. He looked at me and proclaimed that we all need a little sweetening.
All right, that was cool.
Yeah,
that was nice. I liked that a lot. Yeah, that had a little bit of Leon Redbone kind of a feel.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was yeah. cool. It was very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Are you familiar with the Gourds? Did you listen to the Gourds?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I know them as kind of Texas roots rock more than yeah. anything else. So this, you know, is maybe a sideways extension of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was very cool. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Now, let me ask you this. Shiny ribs. If you order ribs, do you want them shiny?
Probably not.
No. Yeah,
no, I don't think they should shine.
Those, well, you might... I think that becomes mystery meat.
Might send yeah. that back.
That's way too shiny. Yeah. I can see myself in these ribs.
That's right. Okay. Randall's one true pick for September is Alicia Walter. And let's see. He didn't mention a specific song. Let's go with Standing at Your Doorstep.
Okay.
That is all kinds of great.
That was
great.
Unique.
That really swung. Mm-hmm. It really did.
Yes. Yep. It just exploded in parts too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a really cool call and response thing in there that was a bit unexpected. It was really something. So kind of like the Nathaniel Rateliff thing.
Yeah.
That takes
yeah.
you back to the mood of, I mean, it almost sounds kind of like the Supremes yes. or that kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? You
exactly.
know?
Yeah. 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 It was wonderful. And the strings. Oh, God. The strings in
so
that
nice.
Were awesome.
Yeah, I loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Great picks, everyone. Give
Amazing.
Yourselves a hand.
Our listeners.
All right. Tomorrow, we're going to get back to the listener episodes that we recorded at Suburbs Fest.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope people are enjoying those. We had so much fun recording those. So that's our gift to you.
Absolutely. And thanks again to everybody who called in for new music. And as Jim said, you know, get your picks in for next month. We love having it. We love everybody, I think, is starting to count on, you know, this as kind of a boost at the beginning of the new month to pick up stuff you missed last month.
Yeah.
So thanks for everyone who's out there watching all the songs and listening to all the songs. We can't listen to them all at once, folks. So it's great to have a lot of ears out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Thanks, Sam, for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for inviting me over. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Let's do it again next time.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Next time, I settle down easy.
There you go.
Yes.
You can ease our sore backs with right. a little brew.
Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Okay, so
I thought I had a real breaking news story.
Yes.